This is Danielle Jaworzyńska with the BBC News. Hello. A leftist former minister, Janet Jara, and a far-right lawyer, José Antonio Kast, will face a presidential election runoff in Chile after taking the top two places in Sunday's first-round vote. Each won around a quarter of the ballots, trailed by a number of right-wing figures. Daniel Pardo is in the Chilean capital, Santiago.
Janet Jara represents the current government of Gabriel Boric, who was a Labour secretary in that government and implemented maybe the most important reforms of that government. She was able to reduce the work week to 40 hours. She increased the minimum wage and reformed the pension system in this country. That said, Gabriel Boric, the president, has huge disapproval rates, and that's part of the reason why Jara has been trying to separate herself from the legacy of that government.
Voting has ended in Ecuador's referendum on security issues, including whether to allow the return of foreign military bases to help combat worsening organized crime. A previous left-wing government had ordered the last US base to close in 2009. Our South America correspondent, Ione Wells, says it's a controversial issue.
Critics of President Daniel Noboa feel like this is about geopolitics, that this is about sovereignty, and that allowing the US to establish a base again would remove sovereignty to an extent from Ecuadorians. Supporters, though, think that this is crucial to tackle organised crime, which has soared in Ecuador in recent years. Its extensive ports on the Pacific coast, the presence of international drug gangs, but also its neighbouring to Colombia and Peru, some of the world's biggest cocaine producers, has made it this trafficking hotspot. And certainly crime and violence in the country is a huge concern to many voters.
Security has been stepped up across Bangladesh ahead of a verdict in the trial of the deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who's accused of crimes against humanity. Several crude bombs have exploded in the capital, Dhaka, but no casualties were reported. Here's Ambarasan Etirajan.
The Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, is on edge with the tensions rising. So people are expecting that there could be violence if the verdict goes against her. But what is interesting to note is what will happen after this verdict is announced, because the country is planning to hold elections sometime in February. So whether there will be more violence or unrest, that will be a worry for people.
Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 32 miners have died after a bridge collapsed at a cobalt mine in the southeast of the country. An official said it was triggered by panic after soldiers allegedly opened fire on a group of illegal miners. The number of those killed could rise as search and rescue efforts continue. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. The US Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has apologised for playing a role in what she called toxic politics after her high-profile falling out with Donald Trump. Her comments to CNN came after she said the president had potentially endangered her life by calling her a traitor. Challenged on why she hadn't previously condemned his similar rhetoric targeting others, the Georgia representative acknowledged that was fair criticism.
I have something in my heart that I think is incredibly important for our country, and that is to end the toxic fighting in politics. And this has been going on for years, and it has divided our country, split up friends and families, neighbors, and it's not solving our problems.
Ms. Greene was once among Mr. Trump's most forthright supporters, but has recently criticized his administration over the Epstein controversy and foreign policy. A planned auction in Germany of artefacts from prisoners of Nazi concentration camps has been cancelled. The move follows protests ahead of an auction reportedly scheduled for Monday, where a collection of more than 600 items were due to be sold. The American football player Chris Boyd is in a critical condition in hospital after being shot in New York City. Police said they'd received a call on Sunday about a shooting in the Midtown area of Manhattan outside a high-end restaurant. Boyd, who's 29 years old, is a cornerback for the New York Jets. Football. Nigeria have failed in their bid to reach next year's FIFA World Cup, losing the African playoff final on penalties to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Their victory keeps alive the Congolese team's hopes of qualifying for the first time since 1974, when they competed as Zaire. The Leopards still have to negotiate further intercontinental playoff games next March to reach the tournament being held in Canada, Mexico and the United States. And that's the latest BBC News.